This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu has commended the spirit of those involved in the rescue and relief operations during natural calamities across the country. In a social media post, the president said she is deeply anguished every time she came to know about the natural calamities during the monsoon this year. She said that cloud bursts in the hills and floods in the plains have taken a heavy toll, leaving death and destruction in their wake in Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab, Assam and many other parts of the country. She said that the nation shares the sorrow of the people affected by calamities and is with them in this crisis. She added that together the nation will overcome this challenge. President Draupadi Murmu has said that providing the best possible education to daughters is the most effective way to promote women-led development. Addressing the gathering after presenting the National Teachers Awards 2025 on the occasion of Teachers Day in New Delhi today, the president emphasized that girls' education should be accorded the highest priority. She added the investment in daughters' education is a priceless contribution to the development of families, society, and the nation.
बालिकाओं की शिक्षा को सर्वाधिक महत्व दिया जाना चाहिए बेटियों की शिक्षा में निवेश करके हम अपने परिवार समाज और राष्ट्र के निर्माण में अमूल्य निवेश करते आधुनिक भारत में स्त्री शिक्षा की आधारशिला रखने वाली सावित्रीबाई फुले जी की स्मृति में मैं उनको सादर नमन करती हूँ.
President Murmu highlighted that the National Education Policy 2020 lays special emphasis on making education more accessible and seamless at the school level. The reduction in goods and services tax GST rates on several items announced by the central government recently has brought relief to various sections of society. On this Independence Day from the ramparts of the Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had announced the next generation of GST reforms by Diwali with a focus on the common man. The Prime Minister's vision of creating a more efficient and citizen-friendly economy was realized as the GST Council on the 3rd of this month approved rates rationalization, simplifying the indirect tax system into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18% from a four-tier structure of 5%, 12%, 18% and 28%. The GST reforms will come into effect from the 22nd of this month. From homemakers to students and farmers, people across the country are welcoming the move as a step towards easing everyday financial burdens and promoting inclusive growth. Talking to Akashvani News, a Delhi-based resident, Lakshmi Narayan, highlighted how the GST reductions in the education sector will benefit students in purchasing various stationery products.
अभी जीएसटी के जो रेट कम किए हैं सरकार ने हिसाब से मैं ये शिक्षा के क्षेत्र में बहुत अच्छा सराहनीय कदम है. इसमें कम से कम बच्चों की जो पढ़ाई पे इतना खर्चा होता है कि हिसाब से अब देखा जाए तो साथ में जैसे स्टेशनरी है तो उनको वो थोड़ा सस्ता पड़ेगा और उस हिसाब से कदम बहुत ही सराहनीय है.
India has welcomed the recent positive developments towards resolving the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. It emphasized the need for dialogue and diplomacy to resolve the conflict while voicing concern over the war's collateral consequences, including prices of fuel, saying countries of the Global South have been left to fend for themselves. India's permanent representative to the United Nations, P. Harish, was speaking in the UN General Assembly during a debate on the Ukraine conflict. Eid Milad-un-Nabi, the birthday of Prophet Hazrat Muhammad, is being celebrated with religious fervour in various parts of the country today. Milad Mehfils and Seerat conferences are being held, highlighting the life and teachings of Prophet Muhammad. Milad processions are also being organised to mark the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the nation on the occasion of Milad-un-Nabi. The 27th edition of Saras Ajivika Mela began at Major Dhyanchand Stadium in New Delhi today. More than 400 rural women belonging to self-help groups from all states and union territories of the country are participating in the fair. And that is the end of this news bulletin.